The question was asked, if a person comes to the conclusion that owning a smartphone is not something that a Jewish person should do, because people very often end up doing things with it that they really shouldn't be doing. Well, then if a person wants to sell his smartphone, would it be okay to sell it to a fellow Jew? So let's analyze this from a few angles, and then we'll analyze the question of smartphones, and then we'll try to come to an answer, okay? So, concept number one. Torah says, "Lifnei iver lo titen michshol." You're not allowed to place a stumbling block in front of a blind person. From there we learn, you're not allowed to facilitate for someone else to do a transgression. Example, says the Talmud, you have a non-Jew standing on one side of the river, and he says, can you hack off a limb from that cow and give it to me to eat? So a non-Jew is prohibited, one of the seven Noahide laws. He's not allowed to eat a limb from the cow. You see a cow running, and it gets its leg caught in a trap, and its leg gets hacked off. And the non-Jew says, can you pass it to me? Now, he couldn't reach that. You can't give it to him. You're not allowed to place a stumbling block in front of a blind person. He wants to do a transgression. He can't attain it himself. He can't cross the river. He says, toss it over and let me enjoy that piece of cow. You're not allowed to toss it over. A Jew took on a vow. He's not going to drink wine. He became a Nazir. And he's standing on one side of the river. And he can't reach the bottle of wine. And he says, can you toss it over here? You're not allowed to. So when a person could not do the transgression without you, you cannot be the facilitator of the transgression. That's the Torah's mitzvah. Lifnei iver lo titen michshol. Don't place a stumbling block in front of a person. So that is not applicable here, because a person could buy a smartphone. Almost every block has another store selling phones. So that's not a problem. So you're not the facilitator. So that's not relevant to us here. The second issue is, the Talmud says, Katana ochel nevelot. If you see a minor eating non-kosher food, so then the courts have to take it away from him. Give him kosher food. Don't let him sit there eating ants. You see a kid eating worms in the dust, get him a bowl of Cheerios, take away the worms. Okay. Even though he's a minor, you have that obligation. From here we see that even when I didn't facilitate it, but I'm a partner in it, there's a problem. That's the concept that we call in halacha misayeya. I can't play a supportive role in an adult. When it comes to a minor, so there the Talmud discusses, what's my responsibility to give him a bowl of Cheerios instead of the worms he's eating? Worms aren't kosher. Cheerios are kosher. Not always. Not always. Because sometimes the Cheerios are from the new grains, just like the Nature Way snacks being sold at Osherad right now, that are from the new grains that you're not allowed to eat, even though they have kashrut from the U.S. But Nature Valley... Yeah, Nature Valley Oats bars. So the Rabbanut came out with a warning this week.
New grains. Lab did it.
So no, the grains that were harvested after Pesach last year are prohibited until Pesach this year. That's Chadash.
It's only in
Chutzarts we have leniencies we rely on, and in Eretz Yisrael we don't have those leniencies. But coming back to here, so we have the concept called Misayeya. So when it comes to a child, I might have to take a more active role, even if it's not my child. When it comes to an adult, I shouldn't be a partner. I shouldn't play a supportive role, even if he could do it without me. So here, we start having a question. Well, how am I playing a supportive role here? Meaning, if I'm not going to sell the phone, then they're going to go down the block and buy another phone. Did I really play a supportive role here? Meaning, did I give them something they couldn't have had before? I'll give you an example. I owned an electric bike once upon a time. And I was riding that bike 10 minutes after the shop checked the bike and told me the brakes were fine, 2 months after I installed a brand new brake system, and the brakes disappeared on me. I decided this is not a safe vehicle. I decided that if I just had it checked 10 minutes ago, and I just had it... I had new brakes installed 2 months ago, then there's something wrong with the whole contraption. Maybe the brakes aren't built for the power that an electric bike can give. That's my conclusion. A lot of people offered me to buy the bike, and I said no. Until someone came to me who owned an electric bike, whose bike was stolen, And it was very clear to me that if I didn't sell to him, he'd buy from someone else. So such a person, I knew that I'm not facilitating him to endanger himself, even though I think it's a dangerous vehicle. I think. I'm still trying to research it. You might see me on one in 2 months. But from what I've surmised so far, I can't understand the safety of this vehicle. I don't understand it. I reserve the right to change my mind. But as far as I know today, that's why I sold it. I mean, it saved me an hour a day. It's a very precious thing for me. An hour a day, it's a lot of time. You see? Saved me a lot of time. So I sold it when I found a buyer who I knew owned one yesterday, will probably own one tomorrow, and it's only a question of whether he'll buy mine or someone else's. So then I felt like, why shouldn't I do him the favor? I know mine has benefits. I'm giving it to him for a nice price. I'm trying to be fair with him. I'm trying to be honest with him. Why not? I have friends who were begging me to buy it. And I said, I asked them, if I don't sell, are you going to buy one? And they said, oh, one day. I said, so one day, goodbye. I'm not going to facilitate you getting on this vehicle. So and I didn't sell.
I would be selling to most likely be in the market of buying a phone.
Okay. So I'm saying, so I'm giving an example of where you could say that. But I did my homework. I sold it for about 500 shekel less. I sold it 2 or 3 months later. And my friends who wanted to buy it, I said, no. When I had a friend who said to me, hey, not you, I'm buying something else. Goodbye. I'm not going to be without a bike. Okay, fine. So why shouldn't you have mine? Yeah, I'm saying, so then I can't say I played a supportive role in the person doing something in this case that I think is probably dangerous. In your case, you're saying you believe that a smartphone is a problematic instrument because so many people, statistically, I mean, the statistics are, I don't know if it's 90 or 99, you know what they say, 85% of men admit they did something wrong with the smartphone and 15% are lying. That's what they say. So I'm not saying that, but I am saying that it's logical to say that you feel that this is an instrument that for most people it plays to their detriment. So then if you have a buyer who would otherwise clearly buy somewhere else, so then I think you can feel comfortable that you didn't facilitate anything. It's not. We're not talking about a situation where this instrument is prohibited. It's not like giving him pork and saying he could have bought it at the next shop and now he's going to eat my pork. It's an instrument which can be used for permissible things. Just like the bike, you could argue that there are thousands, if not tens of thousands, of people in Jerusalem alone riding this bike. Netanel Frankenthal is not smarter than the whole world. So if the whole world is using it and they feel fine with it, so then who says I'm right? Meaning, so you could say the same thing about the phone. At the end of the day, I'm not giving him an instrument that has to be prohibited. It's an instrument that involves a certain temptation. Maybe he'll put a guard on it. Maybe he'll put a block on it. Maybe he'll get internet with a filter, etc. Meaning, I don't have to assume he's going to do something wrong with it. Ah, you're concerned because you feel it's very likely that that's what will end up happening? So then at least you can say, I'll wait till I have a buyer that I know would otherwise buy elsewhere. That's And then you could say, you combine the two things. I'm saying, this logic only works when what you're selling is not, in its essence, prohibited. You couldn't tell a person, I'm going to sell you non-kosher food, because otherwise you'd buy it somewhere else. I'm saying, that's then I'm being an accomplice to something clearly prohibited.
Would I have to even ask these questions if I was explaining this thing to you?
So you'll notice that I didn't take sides on whether I agree with your... with your analysis of how to view smartphones. So going into a woman would be step two and I didn't go into step one. I think that step one involves more discussion, such as if a person gets a filter, meaning do I have to view this as a problematic instrument or are there good ways to use it in a secured, permissible way? I don't know the answer to that. So I don't want to go there because I don't know enough about whether these filters really work, etc. I just don't know.
I think you get the same problem